This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there as well. And then, on top of that, you can sign up for my weekly email blast. I don't send a whole bunch of junk. Let you know who's going to be the show, kind of things we're going to be discussing, all of that stuff there. And then I send you an email every week. And there's no reason for you not to, you know, take a quick peruse of the email for those of you who still haven't taken advantage of this. And I know who you are. I get reports. Okay? Right now, we got a giveaway going on. You could actually get a Morgan Silver coin. Now, right now, it would be more money than you currently have in your pocket, right? So even if you have $3,000 in your pocket, in cash, or more, a Morgan Silver coin would add value to what's in your pocket, wouldn't it? So our friends over at Landmark Capital, they're giving away a Morgan Silver gold piece. Now all I got to do is call them, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or head over to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. You don't have to buy anything. Okay, but you do have to listen. They'll send you a couple, I think it's an article or a couple of white papers, as we call them. One is called The Coming Bail-In. You've heard me talk about that on the show. It's real. It's important that you know about it. And another one is how you can take physical possession of your precious metals. There are some groups that charge you for the metal, charge you for gold, charge you for silver, charge you for platinum, but you never see them, you never hold them, you never touch them. You get a piece of paper, which is about what it would be worth if that company went out of business. Now, wouldn't it? You could at least use it in your bathroom for the obvious, if you know what I'm saying. So you want to get involved in that. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. And I do want you to get involved in that. Okay. So, God, this is infuriating. Some of this stuff is really infuriating. These are social issues that are going unwatched. Right? I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, unwatched, unchecked, if you would. And they shouldn't go unchecked. Somebody should be watching this stuff. Somebody should be watching over this. Now, there's a, this is infuriating also. There's a college just outside of Chicago. And they won't really elaborate on the program. And the program is requiring white college students to undergo a weekly deconstructing whiteness program. Now, I'm sorry. Even if you think that most white people are prejudiced, first and foremost, you think a deconstructing program is going to fix that? That's going to be done at a school and educational level, seriously? And then number two is, how draconian is this? Come on, think about this. I mean, if this isn't reminding you of communism at its finest, you will do this, you will do that, you will take this class. And it's not just a class, like, you will take algebra before you take geometry or vice versa, whatever it is. This is, you will take a class. If you're white, if you're Caucasian, if you're European, you have white skin, you will take a class to deconstruct who you are. Or what you are in this case. Now, the six-part workshop, it says, and it's for undergrad students who self-identify as white. So here's, don't tell anybody, here's what you do. You go in there, and when they fill out the application, they go, color? Or I don't even know, what do you put, what would be the species? I don't understand, what would be there? Maybe it's how you identify. Whatever it is, when they look at you, just go black. But sir, you have white skin. I don't care what color skin I have. I identify as a black person. Deal with it. Actually, I identify as a black female at 6. How's that? Now, launched back in January, runs through the year. Students, a spokesman for the prestigious private university located outside of Chicago, declined to give the college fixed details on the program, such as how many students enrolled and how it's been received so far. And it's part of Northwestern's social justice education effort to create a learning opportunity for our students. That's according to Bob Rowley, a spokesman for the campus, told the local newspaper in an email. Didn't even pick up the phone and call him. Now, they did provide a link to the social justice webpage, adding beyond that, we don't have any more than that for you. You're going to have to settle on that. Now, according to a report in a campus newspaper, the workshop focus on terminology used in conversations of race, the history and meaning of whiteness, white guilt, and the difference between intellectualizing and feeling racism. Now, my black friends say black people can be pretty racist, too. Not a couple, but a good solid amount of them. Now, there's a lot of space on this campus, I said, for conversation to happen and around issues of privilege and specifically around the issues of white privilege. Michelle Enos, Assistant Director of the University Social Justice Education Office, has put out a statement about this earlier in the week. A poster advertising the workshop series posted rhetorical questions such as, what is my role in doing anti-racist work? Me. You have to wait till after the break. I'm going to be seeing your host, this is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Clinton and no respect for Obama.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958. 9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I'm conversing with some friends online as we're, because they're watching the debate. We're not, obviously, I'm not anyway. And so they're watching the debate, and I'm kind of poking them and asking them questions, and most of them are saying the same thing. You know, they're losing interest. They're not watching it. It's really not very exciting from what I'm seeing and hearing. So, I guess we'll talk about it more later on, but I do have Rick Trader who's going to be joining us in the next hour. And Rick is the host of Conservative Commando Radio. And one of the things I noticed, one of the things I'm hearing, one of the things I'm seeing almost on everything is how much Kane is interrupting, talking over Pence. And they get all crazy about it when Trump does it or appears to do it, or they perceive he's doing it. Let's see if they do the same thing with Kane. Let's see how honest they can be, how upright they can be. All right, we're talking about a college, yeah, and this really is going on, that has weekly deconstructing whiteness classes for white students. No, it's not like it's for everybody where they show you why they think they should be deconstructed and what's going on. No, no, these are actual classes where white people come in and learn all their faults just because of their color. Now, we're supposed to believe, accept, live by the fact that just because somebody's black doesn't mean they're bad. Just because somebody's black doesn't mean that they're, I don't know, whatever all the stereotypes you can come up with in your head. However, if you're white, it's a whole different animal. Because this is going to balance it off and make it right. You know what I mean? Now, it is part of Northwestern's social justice education effort. Social justice education effort. Because most kids, most young people, especially today, growing up today, have no clue that their whiteness is what makes them bad. Just simply the skin color they have makes them bad. And we have to make sure they know it, they understand it, and they believe it. According to this, now the Daily Caller is reporting that the events are hosted in collaboration with the university's Women's Center. Now, I'm just going to say it. Why does it seem like whenever these women's groups get together, they have to find ways to show you how men are bad, men are off? You know, I was talking to a group of men this weekend. Was it this? Yeah, this past Saturday. And we were talking about, if you look at the sitcoms, you look at some of the goofy movies, the man is always portrayed as being inept, incapable, can't take care of kids, can't take care of anything. Can't take care of the house, the finances, the kids, the car, can barely hold on to his job. That's how men are portrayed on a regular basis. Now, this is being held, now it's being supported and held by the University Women's Center. They go on to say the students applying for the program are required to commit to attend all six sessions, seemingly preventing students from abandoning the program in which they don't like or feel uncomfortable. So even like other classes, if you don't feel good about the class, you don't think it's really doing what it needs to do for you, right? You can't leave like you can with other classes, right? But that would be too easy now, wouldn't it? This makes me nuts. Now, the program is part of the Northwestern Social Justice Education, as I said before. Now, they want to create a co-curriculum education opportunity, partnering with, you know, our student community, they said, to foster self-exploration, facilitate conversation across different supporting actions that create social change on campus. I'm sorry, how does a class that teaches you how bad you are for being white, how does that foster open dialogue? We saw some of the video from classes like this a while back, and the soft ones were crying over the fact that they were white, something that they have no way of changing. Now, if you think that showing them, teaching them, making them feel bad to show them what the black community felt like 100 years ago, 50, 60, 70 years ago, because at the height of all this, if you think that's going to change things or make it better, really? So two wrongs make a right? Isn't that what we're always taught? Two wrongs don't make a right? So all of a sudden now we're changing that too now, right? Because this does absolutely nothing to help the situation. It actually makes it worse. You know what? I'm always told that when I say disparaging things or don't agree with the LGBTQ community, I'm fostering suicide. I'm fostering bullying to the point of, this is not bullying. Would you browbeat somebody into believing that simply by being white, you're a bad person, that you have problems? That's not bullying. That I don't know what the word means. Or, as I've been saying all along, the Dems use one dictionary and everybody else uses a real one. I don't know the way to put it. Now, similar programs like the Deconstructing Whiteness workshops include student activism workshops that end racist cis patriarchy. The hell is that? What's the heck? But frankly, what in hell is that? Yeah, but this is cis patriarchy. What, you were born the head of the family? Really? Yeah, explain that to my middle brother. Yeah, I'm sure he feels like he's the head of I'm sure he feels like he's in the mix. I look at this stuff and go, here's the thing. We've raised a bunch of blithering idiots. They buy into this stuff. They have no problem with this. They think it makes sense because it rolls off the lips of a professor who puts his pants on the same way you do. He's just gone to college longer. I tell you what, you know, again, not taking anything away from somebody who's gone to school, who's gone through college, who's done well, who's studied and what have you. I always find it amazing. And I know somebody particular, and I know he listens from time to time, and I'm sure this will get him mad. But how do you go to school for, I don't know, let's say you learn how to, for public speaking, right? You want to become a coach on public speaking. You want to teach people how to get your point across, how to get your message across, and that kind of stuff. And you go to college for 4 years to take on this kind of thing, and you learn all about it, you learn the ins and outs of it, and then you get out of college. And before you've actually gone on any kind of public speaking tour or worked with people or mentored people, you get offered a job at a college and teaching people how to do public speaking. Makes sense to me. I want the pilot that just got out of flight school on Thursday to do the transcontinental flight for me. Don't you? We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm coming to your house just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion and three things going on up there. Take your time to go up there, check things out, seriously. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I know you can be listening to the debate. That's what you want to do, isn't it? Anyway, you know what? I meant to look up that word during the break. See, they don't have it there. That's cis patriarchy. You know, thank God we've gone digital. Can you imagine what the dictionary would look like if we had to include all the words that have come up just in the last 5 years? You'd need two men and a boy, or cisgender. No, they would change. You just couldn't keep up with them. You'd have a bunch, like when you get the Britannica, they always, every year, they send you, once you get the whole thing, they would send you these, what do you call it, amendments or addendums or supplements. There you go. So you could have 26 volumes of the actual Britannica itself, and then you'd have like 93 supplements or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You'd have to go look at three different books to find out what the truth was. And thank God for digital, right? Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. And a lot you can get involved with. Smarter people than I are in that chat room up on the website. But this stuff that's going on at our colleges, I mean, it's got you parents, you need to engage. You need to get involved. Remember what I was saying? You know, you let your kids watch these programs that show the male figure, the father figure, as a nut job. He can't hold anything together. Barely hold his job, but sure as heck can't take care of the kids. Could never do the grocery shopping, run the house, or anything like that. They're just not capable. And to prove my point, there's a group at Claremont College called the 5 C's. Actually, it's called the 5 C's Thrive. Anybody want to take a guess what that means? Well, here's what it means. They hosted an event Monday called Masculinity Plus Mental Health, which focused on mental health problems caused by masculinity. That's right. My God. Is this sick or what? So if we say anything about a woman being weaker than the man in any way, in any physical way anyway, if we say anything disparaging, if a man says something about a woman, like me about, look, so I don't like Mr. Oblamo. I think he's a lousy president. I think he's done a lot of damage to this country. And I am sure that somebody will send me an email telling me what a hater I am and what a racist I am. And I can go on to say, not only that, but I believe that Hillary Clinton would be the worst thing that ever happened to this country. And no, not because she's a Democrat. No, not because she's a woman, but because she's Hillary Clinton. because she's proved she has a track record of only caring for Hillary Clinton. So a group at Claremont College called 5C Thrive hosted an event Monday called Masculinity, Mental Health, which focused on a mental health program, problems caused by masculinity. They go on to say that masculinity can be extremely toxic to our mental health, both the people who are pressured to perform it and the people who are inevitably influenced by it. Pressure to perform what? To be a man? To act like a man? To do the things that men are supposed to do? I mean, and what would that be? What would be the pressure that a man, the joke that men shouldn't cry, men don't cry? I don't know. That was gone a long time ago. That men should be the head of the household? Well, I don't. Why not? If you can say a woman can be the head of the household, why can't I say a man should be the head of the household? Why can't I say a man should do the heavy lifting? I don't get it. We have different body strengths. Right? I mean, we have different things about us that are real, that are physically real, that are mentally real. Or you don't like the term be a man about it or man up. Are those things that bother you? Or is that maybe that's not masculinity? I don't know. I don't really get what it is you're trying to push over here. But to say that masculinity can be extremely toxic. All right, so how about this? Femininity can be extremely toxic. What do you want every guy on the face of the planet to find his feminine side? What in God's creation does that mean? Come on, tell me. Go ahead. I want a feminist to write to me and tell me the feminine side is much more caring, softer, understanding. Really? And you don't find that offensive? I shouldn't find that offensive? I know a lot of women that are cold, hard, and cruel. I know a lot of guys that are soft and caring. Anyway, so masculinity can extremely be toxic to our mental health, both to the people who are pressured to perform it, which I don't get at all, and the people who are inevitably influenced by it, right, because it's so bad to be influenced by a man. It's so bad for me to influence somebody. It's so bad for me to influence somebody to be strong. See, when I think of masculinity, when I think of being a man in the traditional term, now, some of you feminists go out of your mind because I don't think of somebody who's better than a woman, right? Who's better than, or being masculine is better than being feminine. I don't think of any of those things. None of that stuff crosses my mind. When I think of masculinity, I think of teaching a young man, a young boy, a man in particular, how to take care of his family, how to take care of himself, how to work. Okay, how to be the head of his household, if that's what he wants to be. Right? How not to look around on a continuous basis trying to find somebody else to fix a light switch, to fix a door, to fix the floor, to fix the... all those things that we've traditionally... Now, look, does that mean a woman can't fix a refrigerator, can't fix a floor, a door? No, of course not. And some of you who think that everything, this is where I think you're ruining pretty much everything. When you're one of those people who just believes that there are no rules and there are no borders, there are no guidelines, that everybody does anything anyhow, every way, and everything's going to be okay, that would work really good in the work environment, wouldn't it? If we had no boss, no managers, no supervisors, no workers, you just show up for work, you pick a station, any station. You pick a job, any job. Pick a line, any line, right, if you're in manufacturing. Just do whatever it is the heck you want to. Show up when you want to show up. Wouldn't that work out great? Wouldn't that? See, I'm an old-fashioned freak, according to some of you, because I do believe in traditional family. I do believe in traditional jobs. I also believe that people can switch. Traditionally, the man goes out and works. The woman stays home, takes care of the kids, takes care of the house. No, not with the girly little apron on and does all the good. That's not what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, for those of you who think, this is where I love the people on the left. For you to think that being a mother, being a wife, running a home is a demeaning job, it shows me how low your IQ is. I don't want to run a house. Running a house is no different than running a small business. Keeping an eye on the kids and making sure they're... I mean, seriously, let's have some fun with this. For those of you women who think that being a woman at home is a demeaning and disgusting job, I think you need psychiatric care. Taking care of your kids, making sure they get the food, the sleep, the preparation they need to get, to make sure that they're cared for and that they're healthy. Yeah, that doesn't take any work at all, right? Making sure that the house is taken care of. And when I say taken care of, I'm talking about, you know, whether it is cleaning the floors, whether it is making sure that maintenance is being done in the home, I don't know, that the proper pest control people have been called, that the maintenance on the AC units and the pool, all the stuff that takes in laying out the house and laying out the maintenance that needs to be done on the house. You know, we joke about those honey-do lists, right, where your wife might make you a list and say, look, here's five things I can't do, I need you to do. I don't know, hang a light, put up a fix the lights, whatever the situation is. If we have our jobs, we have our responsibilities, and we're truly working together, it's a great thing. And it works out really well. If you think of the person, I won't even say the woman, how's this? You think of that person taking care of that house. She's running schedules for pickups and drop-offs, right? They're running schedules for maintenance that needs to be done on a regular basis around the house. When food has to be picked up, right? The schedule that clothing has to be taken care of, whether it's washed or what have you, or any of that. The more scheduling of the kids, right? Who's got to go to the doctor's appointment when? Who has to have the dentist appointment done when their braces have to be reset? Think of all this stuff. It is not a job for wimps. It's not a job for a person that's incapable of doing that. You belittle that job. Shame on you. And in some cases, it's the other way around. The woman goes to work because her job can sustain the family, and dad stays home. And you know what? That's okay, too. I'm Joe with Senior Host. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Trader's going to join me in the next hour. I'm going to debrief on the vice presidential, I guess, debate, conversation. Yeah. I guess it was, who was it that one of them said? Kane said that, I didn't know this was a debate, I thought it was a conversation. Well, apparently he didn't read the memo. Oh, God. These people make up the rules as they go, and they don't care. They don't care what you think. They don't care really what it means, for all intents and purposes, right? So anyhow, I've decided to, I'll poke them, but I'm not going to argue with them. Because it doesn't help. They don't really care. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay, masculinity can be dangerous. At least that's what they're telling us out of Claremont College. They're saying that that masculinity and mental health go hand in hand. Or actually mental in health, if you listen to what they have to say. They say relevant to this discussion is how masculinity can harm our relationships with people and one's ability to cope when relationships are difficult or end. The synopsis continues, we want to create a safe and open space. No, you don't. You want to create safe spaces. Yeah, trigger warning, sure. So that's a trigger warning when you're going to break up with somebody. You send them a text first. I'm coming to break up with you. No, that doesn't work. No. Okay. We want to create a safe and open space where we can talk about masculinity, its various intersections. Isn't that funny how they want to do that, but they don't want a safe and open space where they can talk about race, right? They don't want to talk about religion. They don't want to talk about abortion. There's no safe, open space for any of that, but there is for masculinity, to speak against masculinity. The 5Cs Thrive describes itself as a safe space for students at the 5Cs to talk about mental health, and it's part of the Rick and Susan Sontag Center for Collaborative Creativity, also known as the Hive. The Hive's stated mission is to accelerate the creative development of students across the 5Cs. He says, we do that through exploration, but creating a safe space to, if I hit that again, I'm going to throw up on the keyboard. By creating a safe space to experiment and play collaboration, by bringing people with diverse backgrounds and perspectives together to be in the intellectual muck, together into the experimental learning and thinking by doing. The event received some positive feedback on Facebook. One woman, Lizbeth Ramirez, posted, thank you from the fullness of my heart for having this available for my fellow brothers. Miles Robinson, who attended the event, told the Claremont Independent that there was a common consensus that masculinity is harmful, both to those who express it and those who are affected by it. I still haven't heard any of them talk about what they think it is. Was this a little too macho for you? Is that how it works? I don't understand. But if I've got too much hair, does that make me too masculine? Maybe it's the eyebrows. You can see it looks like a group of caterpillars up there. I mean, sir, what is macho? What is that? I'm sorry. I know what macho is. What is masculine? What does it mean to these people? I don't wear a dress. I identify as a male. I don't wear a dress. You know, I see those pictures of those, the runway models. I love that when they put up like John Wayne next to one of the guys walking down with the foo-foo shirts and the foo-foo shoes and the dresses on. And they're not cross-dressers. They don't identify as being female. It's just that, the designers are all into wanting the men to wear dresses and foo-foo stuff. Robinson added that all the organizations of Thrive, as well as most of the attendees of Thrive weekly functions are female. Wonder why. And the group hosted this event in the hopes of getting more men to come. Yeah, that'll work. Let me see. We'd like you to come to one of our sessions. I know you're a male. We want you to know how bad it is to be a male. We want you to know how bad it is to be a white male. And what a real piece of work you are. Or to keep it clean, what a real POS you are. Yes, come on down. We have candy, and you can have some. Really? Seriously? It seems that Thrive's efforts were not entirely successful. Some students avoided the event out of concern that it would alienate men. So they were trying to create a safe space, an independent safe space, for men to come and discuss how masculinity was bad, and then they couldn't figure out why they wouldn't show up and why they felt alienated. Yeah, you professors at the college, you're doing a wonderful job. We wonder why these young people are so confused and mixed up. If masculinity is described as something negative, a mental illness, then there is a sexism against men now, isn't there? This was in an email Will Goo sent to the local paper there. He went on to say, safe spaces are supposed to make everyone feel comfortable. Criticizing masculinity makes males who adhere to the tradition uncomfortable. Don't you find it amazing that they're always talking about being inclusive? They want everybody to understand. They want everybody to feel accepted. They want to be totally inclusive, except when it comes to any single one of these norms or what's considered to be a norm. Right? Oh, I love this stuff. I eat this stuff up because I think it shows you how backwards they are. I think it shows you how really confused these groups are. Now you watch. I'll get emails. Because if masculinity is toxic, so is femininity. It's not all-encompassing, is it? Okay, let's see. There was another one that I had up here that was great. Somebody sent me, and I thought it was... Oh, yeah, here we go. Talk about the whole inclusion thing, right? So here's one that the Pennsylvania school suspends dozens of students over ban on hoodies. Right? So the school was suspended all these students for they wore hoodies, even though hoodies are banned on campus. Now, a local news source was contacted by many viewers to complain about numerous student suspensions issued at Penn Hill High School last week over a change in the dress code. It prohibits students from wearing hoodies. Now, I'm waiting for the punchline here. The district spokesman, Teresita Kolonchak, confirmed that a total of 46 Penn Hill students were suspended on Monday and Thursday last week on various dress code violations, but denied that the bulk of them were related to the hoodie ban. We're not sure where the exaggerated report came from. But here's the deal. If the hoodies are banned, don't wear them. How's that? See, we have rules. We have dress codes. We have laws. We have boundaries for a reason. And you parents from 20 years ago or 16 to 20 years ago or whatever it is, you bringing up your children to buck everything they don't like was wrong, dead wrong. Just because you don't like it doesn't make it wrong. Just because you don't like it doesn't make it right. You know, I mean, my kids didn't like being grounded. Should they have fought me on it? Should they have snuck out the window at night? According to what, this is what you're thinking, this is what you're saying. There's a reason why they're banning hoodies. Oh, I know what it is. I should have thought about this earlier. It's because only black people wear hoodies. And it's a prejudice thing, isn't it? Oh, it's definitely racism, right? Because only black people wear hoodies. The school's new dress code states that students must remove hoodies while at school and store them in a locker or backpacks because they could cause a safety concern and disrupt the educational process. Now, while school officials claim the hoodie incidents are exaggerated, students commenting online claim that they're downplaying the impact of the no-hoodie policy. Yes, because students who complain online are always 100% correct. One says, I'm one of the people who got suspended over the hoodie, and it wasn't 46. Christopher Dixon posted to Facebook, try over 100. Okay, so what? What if it was 3,000 who had hoodies on? The rule is the rule. Get over it. What is this? Because the majority breaks the law. See, I have been talking about this for years. We've become a society that says, if we can't enforce the law, let's just let it go. Let's change it. No, I would shut the school down. It's a dress code. It's law. And the kids shouldn't have to adhere to it. And the parents should have to... Look, you don't like it? You don't like the rule? Guess what you do? You change out the school board. Or at least you show up and you explain why you don't like it. And you know, it's very irritating because they don't get paid for the kids that day. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Rick Trader joins me in the next hour. He's from one of the hosts of Conservative Commandos Radio, and we're going to talk about the vice president debate, conversation, forum, roundtable. I couldn't tell what it was because, according to Kane, it wasn't a debate. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live.